Yasser Arafat left the West Bank city of Ramallah today for the first time in nearly 5 months. The Palestinian leader was confined to Ramallah last December by Israeli forces who later laid siege to his headquarters during their West Bank offensive. Today, Arafat toured the hardest-hit parts of the West Bank, including the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, which was the scene of a 5-week standoff between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen. He also traveled to the towns of Jenin and Nablus, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Sirens howled from a dozen vehicles as Yasser Arafat's heavily armed convoy raced through the streets of Nablus. A crowd of excited residents gathered near the entrance to the town. Here, the Palestinian leader briefly stopped to examine an apartment building that had been demolished during last month's fierce street battles. When Arafat stepped down from his bulletproof limousine to look at the rubble, residents mobbed the car, chanting his name. After taking several minutes to embrace a handful of well-wishers, Arafat was on the move again. He toured the town's heavily damaged Palestinian police station and then recited a Muslim prayer with hundreds of supporters in a packed marriage hall. Some crowd members clutched photos of friends and relatives killed since the Palestinian uprising began nearly 20 months ago. Ahmed Zardoun had one word to describe his 19-year-old brother, Abbas, who he says was shot while fighting Israeli troops in Nablus last month.
He's a hero in his city.
Anyone killed by Israeli is a hero.
It's unclear just how many people were killed in the battle for Nablus. Some estimates put the death toll at more than 70, including many civilians. Dozens were also killed in the Jenin refugee camp. Earlier in the day, thousands of camp residents crowded on top of flattened buildings to greet Arafat, even as demolition crews worked with jackhammers to clear the wreckage. But for what his aides called security reasons, Arafat did not stop at the Jenin camp. The crowd was left staring as the Palestinian leader circled overhead several times in a Jordanian military helicopter. After waiting for hours, one young man named Raim couldn't hide his disappointment with Arafat.
He should come and stand among the people and talk to them, not from the sky. What from the sky?
During his day-long tour of the West Bank, Arafat promised Palestinians they will soon have their own state, with East Jerusalem as its capital. And he condemned a resolution adopted last night by the Likud party of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that rules out statehood for the Palestinians. Sharon opposed the measure, which was put forward by his chief political rival, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nablus.